Merry Christmas, everybody. Yes, it's still Christmas. And as I was celebrating Mass last Wednesday in the hospital, I asked, you know, who has already taken down their Christmas decorations? And somebody sheepishly raised their hand. And I said, oh, I'm telling sister on you. Tuesday, you can take your Christmas decorations down because tomorrow we celebrate the baptism of the Lord, the day that Jesus begins his public ministry, and rightly, as you know, as the new year continues, we enter into the season of ordinary time. But this day is the day that Jesus, born into the world, is manifested to the world, the Epiphany. Jesus being made known to all the world. And as I was discussing with one of the ecumenical chaplains, you know, at the hospital, last on Friday, look how Jesus' presence is made known to the world. First, the announcement of the heavenly hosts that the Christ is born. The angels did not appear to the chief priests and the scribes in the temple. It didn't appear to the king of Israel. He did not appear to the Roman governor in Israel. To whom did the angels make their proclamation? To the shepherds in the field. And we all have this idyllic notion of cute little shepherds and everything else because of Christmas plays and we see everything else. No, we got to remember, shepherds at that time were the lowest of the lowest of the citizens, you know. They cared for sheep. They slept among them. They smelled like sheep. They were mangy. They were stinky. They were outcasts. And that's to whom the angel of God made the proclamation. And now on this feast of the Epiphany, to whom is he manifest? Not to the righteous, not to the God-fearing, but pagans. So the question I have for you is, what is it to be wise? The dictionary gives the definition of wisdom as the ability to discern inner qualities and relationships, to have insight, to look beyond the surface of anything that's presented to us. Wisdom allows us to look deeper into true meaning. It'd be right to say that wise men seek him. Our catechism teaches us in paragraph 528, the great feast of Epiphany celebrates the adoration of Jesus by wise men, magi from the East. Got to remember, these guys were pagans, but it was through their wisdom that they looked beyond the limitations of their own belief to see the inner truth. Remember, truth is a capital T. Jesus Christ. Remember, wisdom is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. Remember, that's another one of those lists that sister taught you that you need to know. It is by the Holy Spirit that we are able to look into the deeper reality of the Word made flesh and to discern the inner qualities of Christ himself. That's why contemplative prayer is a very powerful means of prayer. It's also the most difficult. Can you sit in absolute silence without distraction in front of the Blessed Sacrament to discern the inner qualities of Christ himself? That's why it's incumbent upon us to grow stronger in wisdom, This allows us to know Christ at a deeper level. It takes time. That's why when you ever hear the word wisdom or a wise person or a wise man, what is the image that comes to mind? Some old, gray, decrepit person, it's like, oh, that person is wise. But we can grow in wisdom in our years. So we have to start. It starts in the hearts, allowing us to open ourselves to that which is greater, greater than ourselves. But you know what blocks that? It's a sin. The sin of pride that builds up the barrier that blocks love. It blocks many things. It's the attitude that says, I don't need anybody's help, including God's. To be wise is not to rely on self, but to be a reflection of the greater truth. Remember, Jesus Christ. Where do you find this truth, you may ask? Well, you get it right here. And if you are making the statement, I don't get it, then you got a starting point. You got to open the hearts to that which is right before us. You see, these magi, these three wise men, I always like to joke, three wise guys, were wise in their own ways, in their pagan ways. But with clarity and with openness, what happened? The transformation that it had on these pagans from the East bearing gifts can occur in us as well. They give us an example of the change. I'm going to throw a big Greek word at you. The metanoia that needs to occur within our hearts. The change of our lives. To allow us to break down those barriers. And if we nurture these gifts given by us by God, then we will grow stronger in our relationships, in our relationship with Him. You see, we were given the light of truth in baptism. Made members of the body of Christ, we share in the divine office of priest, prophet, and king. Are you exercising those offices? Are you allowing the Holy Spirit to animate your very souls? You see, our soul is unique. It magnifies that light like a lens, focusing that truth to all those around us. And if you need help doing that, that's why Mary's prayer, Mary's Magnificat, my soul magnifies the Lord, should be our prayer as well. For our part, we have to keep that lens clean, that lens shining, not allowing the sin of our lives to blur that light or crack that lens. The opening prayer, there's a different mass setting for Epiphany. There's a vigil mass, and then there's the mass during the day. The vigil prayer for this mass, may the splendor of your majesty shed its light upon our hearts that we may pass through the shadows of this world. Oh, there are many shadows out there. It's caused by the darkness of Satan. Again, I kind of jokingly say Merry Christmas, but it's still the Christmas season. You want to get, again, the social tests. Greet people with Merry Christmas today and watch them go, what? It is the Feast of the Epiphany. In the Orthodox Church, today, or January 6th, is the day they celebrate the great Feast of Christmas, the Epiphany, the manifestation of Christ to the world. Wise men leaving their pagan ways to follow the true King, and wise men to this day still follow. follow him. For whom did Jesus come? Paul stresses in what we heard in our second reading that God manifested himself in the Lord Jesus, not only to the Jews, but to all nations. The Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the Christ, in the promise in Christ, Jesus, through the gospel. Catechism 528 continues, the Magi's coming means that pagans can discover Jesus and worship him as Son of God and Savior of the world. This Feast of Epiphany brings to completion what the Feast of Christmas began. He is born into the world. He is manifested to all. He brings light to those in darkness. The redemption has become real. The Word came to us, and he's joined himself to us. Born a man, he has shown himself as God, and he has rescued us. And thus we become his church, the body of Christ. Let us continue this feast day of Epiphany that we may bring light to all those who are in darkness. On Epiphany, there is an ancient custom of announcing the dates of movable feasts for the coming year. It dates from a time when calendars were not readily available and was necessary to make known the date of Easter in advance, since many celebrations of the liturgical year depend on its dates. The number of Sundays that follow Epiphany, the date of Ash Wednesday, and the number of Sundays that follow Pentecost are all computed in relation to Easter. Although calendars now give the date of Easter and other feasts in the liturgical years for many years in advance, the Epiphany proclamation still has value. It is a reminder of the centrality of the resurrection of the Lord in the liturgical year and the importance of the great mysteries of faith which are celebrated each year. Following this ancient custom, please be attentive now as we make the proclamation of the date of Easter. Know, dear brothers and sisters, that as we have rejoiced at the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, so by leave of God's mercy, we announce to you also the joy of his resurrection, who is our Savior. On the 14th day of February will fall Ash Wednesday, and the beginning of the fast of the most sacred Lenten season. On the 31st day of March, you will celebrate with joy Easter Day, the Paschal Feast of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the 12th day of May will be the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the 19th day of May, the Feast of Pentecost. On the 2nd day of June, the Feast of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ. On the 1st day of December, the first Sunday of the Advent of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom is honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.